Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Mirazza. Happy Friday to you. The final summer Friday, for me and Bogues together. Check out the Best of the DA Show now. We're coming right now to the cold open.
Those early breaks.
Is it possible for Andy Reid to pass Bill Belichick in terms of greatest coach? So where are we again at your cold open?
I said it after the Super Bowl, and I'll say it again. We've known for a long time that Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach, but I'll take it a step further. I truly believe that Andy is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NFL.
You are the kingdom, and let's give it one for the world. How about those Chiefs?
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That, of course, Clark Hunt and Andy Reid from the Kansas City Chiefs parade. All right, so what is the genesis of this? Well, Michael Vick, who obviously got a second chance thanks to Andy Reid, said, quote, I was actually thinking this year, like, after Andy won the Super Bowl, he only got two, but he went to, like, four or five NFC Championship games, and every year the Chiefs are in the AFC Championship game. He did this on the Tyreek Hill podcast. He might be the greatest coach of all time. You don't have to win championships to be considered, you know. I understand Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and that whole dynamic, but Coach Reid did it in Philly and then is doing it in Kansas City. I'm always shout-out coach, like, I love you to death. Like, I literally do anything for him. Okay. I find this interesting because I think he's wrong, but I don't think he's outrageous.
He's wrong right now. I think the conversation is Andy Reid has the outside slim chance of making this a real conversation.
Right, and here's where I think he's right. Andy Reid didn't win a Super Bowl, now Super Bowls, until he got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Bill Belichick, without somebody, only won as defensive coordinator with the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick didn't last long with the Cleveland Browns, didn't make the playoffs, didn't have the success that Andy Reid had with the Eagles. But Bill Belichick also has been with the Patriots so freaking long, he didn't have the opportunity truly to have two different runs the way Andy Reid did because he was dismissed from the Eagles. So there is room there to say, man, he's been to a lot of championship games. Now he finally got the quarterback like Belichick did. He did win Super Bowls. And we're also seeing now life after Brady with Belichick kind of look a little more like some of Andy Reid's life looked like with Alex Smith.
But it all, like, lines up to be a really successful head coach, you need an all-time quarterback.
Yes.
So, and I don't know then, like, how much then do you pull back on how good of a head coach the guy is because he's got Tom Brady or he has Patrick Mahomes. I remember Andy Reid in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, and it was about underachieving. It was about getting NFC Championship games, getting to a Super Bowl, and then not winning those last big games because of the coach, because of the quarterback, for other reasons. Now he has Mahomes. Now he's got Super Bowls. So is it Mahomes or is it Reid?
I think the next question that needs to be asked, though, and maybe it's unfair because you and I are slightly younger. Belichick, we have heard forever, is right up there with Vince Lombardi, the guy the trophy's named after. Now, we have Michael Vick bringing Andy Reid to the conversation with Belichick, which by osmosis brings you to Vince Lombardi. Are we kind of skipping
over? It's a transitive property, but either way.
A what?
It's a transitive property. Like one to the one, like A to B. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C.
What are you watching, House Hunters?
No, just that's math, not real estate. Osmosis is like if I was to like...
You said transitive property.
Yeah. It's the transitive property of math. Not like property that you own.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, mine too.
Come on, big words today. What are we doing?
You is said osmosis. Product?
When did I say osmosis?
A second ago, you said through osmosis brings us back to Vince Lombardi.
I didn't say osmosis today.
You need to go to a doctor.
You need to go to a doctor.
You said
you're
through
bald.
Osmosis.
You're balding. You need an ear doctor.
Agreed.
All right.
Get ready, Big Apple. Ratings.
I'll be more awake. I'm going to afternoon drive. Yes.
Oh, if your new argument is you're going to be smart from 2:30 to 6:30, I can't wait for that show to start.
No chance.
Because I'm going to be well. The only problem has been I'm not well rested. Once I have my sleep, look out.
There's a reason they didn't put my name on the show and the other two guys.
Bunch of reasons.
All right. Anyway, the point I was making through osmosis was that the... Now I just said osmosis.
You said it earlier, too.
All right. The point I was making is that we're ignoring Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson. We're ignoring these. Isn't Andy Reid closer to those guys? And we're catapulting him past those guys?
Well, so I think that's where Michael Vick is right, is that Andy Reid's about to leave those guys.
Okay. He's about to say, see ya.
Yeah.
Give the Tyreek Hill piece.
Assuming they stay dominant in the AFC West and, you know, there's no injuries or whatever and they keep going, then, yeah, I think that's where Andy Reid is now. He's stepping into the territory between those guys and where Belichick is.
It's just bizarre. I mean, I think Andy Reid started to coach this Chiefs team or now has coached this Chiefs team with Patrick Mahomes, and it took Michael Vick saying this. Because last time I sat there, I'm like, I don't think this is that hot. The more I think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're also catching us on a downswing with Belichick, which helps.
No, but I think there is a valid conversation in here. It's similar to Mahomes and Brady. Like, people want to have this will Mahomes get to Brady conversation, and can he, and he's on pace to get to Brady.
And part of that is Reed.
Right. But it's the same thing. Like, it's not, you can't yet bring Belichick and Brady down. I think that's, it's not fair to them for what historically they've accomplished. But we're now like in the suburbs of that conversation because of what they've done, Reed and Mahomes, in Kansas City.
And I think we'll put an extension on that house in the suburbs if Reed and Mahomes get number 3 this year.
Right.
855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS. Talk about a House Hunters reference.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck on a chime? Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com.
You okay? Those words get you again?
Just thinking about the time that me and my wife in Hawaii got free breakfast at a hotel to sit through a timeshare meeting, and we only did it for the free breakfast. And the lady was so angry at the end.
My parents did it for free Disney tickets once.
Yeah, and then they get so angry. Like, why did you think we were here?
Wait, right. Doesn't everybody do that?
If you don't, make sure you go to Wesley Financial, and they will help you get out.
Yeah.
Because you will quickly realize you want a vacation other places than the one time.
You may have to sell your house, too.
Yeah. All right. Tori Lavulu.
Lavello. You're good.
Lavello, the Diamondbacks manager. On Corbin Carroll, who banged up, supposed to be a big part of this All-Star game, maybe not so much on his return.
I don't know. I don't know that answer. I don't know how long he'll, how many games he'll miss. I don't know if he's going to go on the IL. I don't know any of that stuff. But we'll get a clearer picture tomorrow as to what the schedule will be moving forward. But I understand. I mean, it's the second time in 6 days. Or 7 days. It's a red flag, and we're going to try and get to the bottom of it.
So Corbin Carroll, as we all know, hurt his shoulder, Bogues, and the Diamondbacks have no timetable here. This is scary.
This is bad. This is NL Rookie of the Year, MVP candidate, first place in the NL West, getting swept by the resurgent Mets last night, and he leaves early.
Diamondbacks need Corbin Carroll. He's one of the great young stars in the game. Agreed. He was going to be a big part of the All-Star game.
Yeah, not in the All-Star game now, I would think. Maybe, possibly. Hopefully he's okay. But if they're talking already now, like, we don't know when he'll be back. I think he's getting an MRI. Like, that doesn't sound great, at least for next Tuesday night in Seattle.
I felt gut-wrench when I saw him go down. But
thank God for those cupcakes. That we needed that sugar to rally you this morning off this Corbin Carroll news.
Yep. You're up.
Thank you. Rays manager Kevin Cash now. Is Tampa struggling for the first time this year with the Braves coming to town this weekend? So the manager feeling some heat all of a sudden?
I said before the game, it just things are not coming easy right now.
Yeah, I've said that for about 15 games now.
Yes. Still not coming easy right now.
No. Uh-oh. Yes. Uh-oh. Suddenly, things not so easy for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Mm.
Suddenly, the Tampa Bay Rays 4-6 in their last 10. They're a little struggle bus. Ooh, Baltimore Orioles only 4 games back.
Orioles won last night somewhere by a lot of runs to 0. No, one. They gave up 1 to be courteous at the end.
Didn't win a series.
It's like a gentleman's sweep.
Another series they did not win.
Is that a gentleman's shutout, Pete? If you're winning 14-0 after 3 innings and you give up 1 run late?
It's a gentleman's spanking.
That's what it is.
Okay. I'll give you both a gentleman spanking if this continues this morning.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, please.
All right. Finally, speaking of spankings, Brandon Hyde, on the spanking, his team gave the Spankies last night in the Bronx.
Great, great team offense tonight. I mean, we just loved their two-strike approach. I thought we were really, we just grinded at the plate, battled, ton of great at-bats, and you know, scored a ton of runs.
I feel like after the sound check, I need the Wizard of Oz jumping and doing a backflip. Then I need Buzz Brainerd to come on and give me the twib notes here as this week.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
This week in baseball is complete. But good for the Orioles. Good, cute team they're having there. Gunnar Henderson's great.
Yeah.
4 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And away we go. That's your sound check. That's your night in
baseball.
It's
actually not your sound check. We've got a bonus sound check this morning.
Bonus
this is
Kontos?
This happened 35 minutes ago, live on After Hours. Our good friend, Sean Morash, tried to sit down and hang out with Amy.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. This has nothing to do with baseball, but I wanted to make sure you knew about that before the All-Star break. What?
Oh.
Why are you on the floor? Are you okay? What just happened?
Good morning.
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm only laughing if you're okay.
Oh.
Did you just die? What
I think
just...
I broke the
chair.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay,
this
is from my perspective. Sean Morash, who's part of the DA show for a little while longer, he just comes into the studio at my invitation, so he wasn't invading, and I hear a crash and look over, and you were on the floor.
I'm so embarrassed.
What just happened?
I sat down in the chair, just came away. I don't know what just cracked
off. But you have a piece in your hand, so something broke.
Oh, no. So that happened to me at about 5:45 a.m. Bogus and I taped a side A and B PGP, a short little PGP to avoid punishment. Good for DA show quotes, by the way, already getting it out there and quoting it. Unbelievable.
That was creepy.
And that was unreal, like he was listening live. Maybe DA show quotes is Kaplan. I don't know.
Or you?
But
no,
Amy,
it can't be you.
Amy waves me in to present me with cupcakes that we would start the show with. And the moment I sat down, the chair back gave way and completely cracked under me. And this is somebody here who is made in their pants laughing so hard on the air before. Somebody here who has once picked up a piece of a dog dingleberry, thought it was a chocolate chip, thought I was saving my dog and eating it.
Right, right.
I've had a lot of embarrassing moments on the air.
Yes.
But I felt real shame on somebody else's show breaking a chair.
Before the All-Star break. What?
That noise was unreal.
And the metallic what? Noise, by the way, is there are hangers holding jerseys given to our good friend Maggie Gray. So this is their TV studio. A lot of decorations with their names on it. She and Perloff.
What?
And that's metal hangers on a rod getting disturbed by a falling
Sean. Play that again.
Before the All-Star break. What?
The thought is me hitting the ground.
Before the All-Star break. What?
Amy's so nice, too. I'm only laughing if you're okay. I'm laughing either way.
I turn around and know how to react. And then she presents me with a cupcake. Yeah, just what the doctor ordered after you break a chair.
Now, is Schwartz sitting in said chair right now?
Yes, but I examined said chair. It was a wheel cover that broke, not a wheel.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Schwartz
is okay.
Didn't sit down delicately.
What? Before the All-Star break. What?
We don't have a poll question today. And I mentioned the hit list of things I've done that is very embarrassing. Is there anything more embarrassing than breaking a chair publicly?
I mean, that's a bad one. Because it's just embarrassing to fall. You're falling on the radio. Someone saw you do it, another human being. And then there's kind of the personal knock on breaking the chair.
I think it's your fault, not the chairs.
The worst is when you break the school chairs attached to the desks.
Because
then you're breaking it, and then you're stuck in the desk.
Did that happen to you?
No, I've seen it happen to people.
I've seen it. That's the classic. That's the classic. I know a guy it happened to.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. Have you ever broken a chair, Bogues?
Yes. Like a
plastic outdoor chair?
No, the ones, like, kind of the flimsier folding chairs catering company have, like that kind of thing I went backwards on, yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
But see, you don't have the double shame. You're a little thinner.
A little thinner.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Spin Class now. So
I know, I can tell. I saw last night, a little Hannah Corbin ride.
Hannah Corbin, Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Great ride. Great ride. You ever break a chair, Schwartz?
Yes, I did. in the loge level of the former home of the National League baseball team that plays in this area.
Schwartz, out. You want to say the Mets, say the Mets.
I was told to continue doing this.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll tell
by
you.
By the executive producer or whatever we want to call him in there.
Pete?
Yeah. I asked.
Wow. We have a new executive producer today. What is your name again? Yeah, well, turn her mic on, Pete.
Anna.
Anna's our executive producer. She told you to continue that?
No, Pete did.
Oh, Pete, you're taking credit for being the executive producer? Anna's in the chair?
No, I wasn't.
Anna or Hannah?
No.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
No, I asked Pete. I said, are we still...
Wow, is that a ruling from the executive producer, Pete?
I said we should probably keep the things that we've been doing.
Wow.
That's part of the show.
Another instance of Pete taking power.
Power.
And then at other times, doesn't want the power, doesn't want the responsibility.
Dun, 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 dun.
You can tell Schwartz to keep the embargo going, but if God forbid, you know, there's a tape op problem or an assistant producer problem, that's not Pete. I didn't bring that person in. I didn't train them. I'm not the EP.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Now, at a stadium, Schwartz, you very embarrassed when you break a chair?
Oh, it was quite embarrassing. Well, I mean, it was broken, so I think anybody would have broken it. Screws were loose.
Pound for pound, is breaking chair publicly one of the most embarrassing moments?
Oh,
I think so.
Absolutely.
I think so. Pete, put her mic back. I have to ask her something. Anna, you see a guy break a chair. Do you view them as A, sympathetic the way Amy felt, or B, pathetic the way I felt?
Sympathetic.
See?
Okay. All right.
See, that's now two female voices we've had in the last hour. Amy and Anna say sympathetic.
So maybe it's a gender thing because I...
Yeah, me. And by the way, I would not... Anna, if you broke that chair right now, I would not be sympathetic. I'd be pointing at you going, ha ha. That's totally how I would feel.
That's nice.
It is nice. You come on. You wouldn't feel the same way?
I don't think I'd go, ha ha, at anybody. Well, you I would have. Yeah.
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 I would laugh if you were on a gurney.
Well, we laugh when you go to gurneys in the wintertime.
Me too.
That's very inside-y there.
I got it.
All right. That's your sound check at 855-212-4227. The number again is 855-212-4CBS.
Can't go to gurneys in the wintertime either. It's too expensive.
Still. Sure. Ridiculous.
Yes.
Gurneys, by the way, is a like nice spa out in Montauk area of the eastern end of Long Island, past where Michael Rubin's party was with Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady.
Right.
And Pete is famous for hitting these kind of places up in the depths of winter when nobody's out there.
Pete's a big off-season traveler.
Yes. Pete loves to go to the beach in January.
Yeah.
He's big on
crowds.
July doesn't want to be bothered.
Next week on a mountain in Aspen going, where's the damn snow?
Right. Folks, we talked about this either last week or 2 weeks ago. It's just like a fun streak for the Reds. 23 of 29 and now a two-game lead in the NL Central. I think it's time to call the Reds for real as we hit the All-Star break.
Yeah, and you know the Brewers are playing almost as well and sitting right behind them in the Central, which is still not the best division, but now we've got the Reds at 10 over 500.
Yeah.
So when we had this conversation,
10 over.
Everybody's kind of hovering around 500. Now they're 10 games clear of that. I was watching the end of their Nats game yesterday. Nick Senzel made a great catch up against the wall in right field, then had the tie-breaking hit. They're just they had all these different guys who have different variations of like drafts, high draft picks through all of their struggles. Some guys have already been the majors, new guys like Ellie De La Cruz, and things are just working correctly now. Pete's friend Joey Votto is back as well.
Yes, Joey's mashing.
You know, they're in business to add a front-end starter, and if they do that in the next couple of weeks, like that changes the dynamic even more.
You know who would be perfect for them? A team like Seattle struggling, Luis Castillo.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
He was the guy the Reds traded last year.
Yeah, I know.
Are any of these guys that are good for the Reds the guys they got from Seattle?
No, the guy they got from Seattle, Noel V. Marte, is still in the minors.
Okay.
An infielder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they trade him back to Seattle.
For Castillo. How about they take Scherzer? Yeah, that'd be terrible for them in September and October.
That'd be ironic. That'd feel like I'm moving Major League. They bring Scherzer into this young,
like
fun
Ed Harris
team.
Walking in.
Exactly. Interesting, though. The Reds... Cincinnati baseball.
And playing the Brewers. It's a huge series this weekend.
Big. That's where your eyes should be. The biggest series in baseball this weekend happens in Milwaukee. The DA show continues to roll on. We ask, is Britney Spears toxic? The DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, anyway.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Anyway, Victor, this is how we got on this. Victor Wembanyama is in Vegas. And because it's Vegas and because the most crazy stuff happens in Vegas, there's an altercation.
I'd argue that all the things that we just hoped for in NBA Con make more sense than what actually happened in reality between these two.
So Britney Spears, is she still perform? Does she have a residency in Vegas or just lives there?
I don't know. I'm not up to date on the Britney Spears
I understand,
life.
And I'm not trying to make light of whatever is going on because it's hard to tell in this TikTok generation of what is actually true about Britney Spears and what is, like, theorizing by people on social media with... I know that there was actually, like, a fight over who owns, like, her trust, her dad, or her.
Yeah,
and she makes
right.
a lot of crazy dancing videos.
And like, is she capable some, of, like,
yeah, nudie pictures? Life?
Yeah.
And, like, is she actually capable, or are we, like, almost making a joke that... And she is capable, and she's not real. I don't know. Whatever happened. Anyway, She's going through a Las Vegas casino. We don't have the name of the casino, though, right? I've read this story multiple times. The Aria.
Yes, the Aria.
Okay. So, Victor Wembanyama is walking through with a security team, which I guess is partially his, partially the Spurs security team. And now, I understand that Victor Wembanyama, a tall guy like that, you're figuring basketball, all the basketball players are there, right? I mean, you put two and two together, he's somebody, especially if he's around security. And Britney Spears, like Bilotti would with me at In-N-Out Burger the one time we were in Vegas together, goes up to Victor Wembanyama and either taps him on the shoulder, which, again, she would need a stepladder to do that. Like, she's cutting down the nets at the Final Four because she's 5'4 and he's 8 feet 10. Or grabs him. And she gets, what, hit from behind, shoved from behind? What's the right term here to use?
I think she says that she got smacked in the face.
Backhanded me in the face.
To the extent that her glasses got knocked off her face.
Right. Okay. Which, again, she's so small that some kind of, like, stiff arm, hey, I wouldn't consider that a smack.
Right.
But I could see both sides where that's viewed as a shove and viewed as smacked in the face.
Right. If you're putting your arm out to create a barrier between the person you're protecting and someone who you think is bothering them, you could have accidentally caught them in the face, not actual punch, but
yeah,
making contact with force.
And this is, so Britney Spears wrote, I guess on Instagram, I have yet to get a public apology from the player, his security, or the organization. I hope they will. So there's parts of this that are funny and there's parts of this that are sad. Here's the sad part. Victor Wembanyama hasn't played a game in the NBA yet, and Britney Spears is a cultural icon, somebody who is only relevant because of Crazy Now, like, and not the song, because of, like, being crazy now.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears is, I guess, so far down the totem pole that she's not at Michael Rubin's party in the Hamptons with all the celebrities. She's getting basically, who are you? Stay away from Victor Wembanyama. And if you've been somebody who's had that kind of fame, fortune, everything, and you are basically meant to feel like Pete or Jock Alone here going, or Dan Silverman going up to Victor Wembanyama, which is exactly what happened here, that's got to be a humbling experience.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Not for people like us, but for somebody like Britney Spears, who, you know, had the world as her oyster.
See, I didn't read that deeply into it. It just feels like
deep.
Whoever was guarding Victor Wembanyama didn't realize who the woman was that was reaching through them maybe to grab him.
And this is where I'm going to back up the security team, mm-hmm, because I've told the story in the air. Britney Spears in person is not as jarring as, like, oh my God, that's Britney Spears, as you think. Again. And I'm actually think this is relevant because we just played back the Joey Chestnut, and it turns out not many people heard this. 12 years ago, I go to a movie theater on Long Island, rainy Wednesday night. She's dating whatever post Kevin Federline guy, lived out east in the Hamptons. Me and my now wife go to a movie, young adult, whatever year that came out, look that up. And
who was in that movie?
The guy who thinks he's Kevin James. Oh, Patton Oswalt. And the other one who's very popular now, but it was one of her first movies. What's her name? Charisse Theron? Do I have that right?
You do. Yeah, you do.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do. You're
no.
Right.
Who am I talking about?
I think I know who you're talking about. Charlize Theron.
Yeah, her. Okay, so they have this movie. So meanwhile, this looks good. Go see the movie. I'm in my pajamas, basically. It's like a 10 o'clock movie. I think I'm doing, like, radio weekend overnights. That's why I'm going out on a Wednesday night. Working at Subway part-time, you know, putting together enough money to buy an engagement ring. Boy, Shawna used to slum it. Anyway, you didn't like that line, did you?
I'm only half listening.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we go to the movie theater, and security for the movie theater comes in. And when do you ever see that? And they clear out the first two rows of the theater. Luckily, I was already in row 3, center. And it wasn't a big theater because it was a kind of a small movie within it. So let's say the movie theater itself, the room was only about 8-10 rows. And I said, what's going on? What's going on? What's the hubbub? And the security guy said, owner of the movie theater's daughter coming in. They want to give her some room. And I didn't think anything of it. That feels like a big ask to clear out a couple rows.
And do people like sitting in the first two rows?
They did. Well, it was stadium-style seating. So you weren't like, because of the way it wasn't It was maybe the smallest theater within the big movie theater.
But you're not like sitting there looking,
no,
leaning back, looking up at,
no,
the screen? Okay.
It was, in fact, probably to this day, the smallest theater room I'd ever been in. So they bring her in. She's wearing a baseball hat. She's with whatever boyfriend. And there's like security next to them. And they are quite, Britney Spears is quite literally now the seat directly in front of me. They sat second row. There was nobody in the first row, a couple security people. Movie comes funny. We're, you know, me and my wife kind of make jokes. She turns around with the boyfriend. She kind of laughs at something we said. She also gets like a bunch of popcorn and candy coming. Like they were like catering to her. Turns around and offers me popcorn. I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm sitting here with my Reese's Pieces.
Right.
You know, we're, you know, looking at each other. I might have been one of the biggest Britney Spears fans too. I loved Hit Me Baby One More Time. I ran home to watch TRL.
You have a T-shirt on.
Yes.
This.
I gotta, you know, say this, but Britney Spears, you know,
we got it.
Yeah,
we got it.
Okay,
we'll have to say it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Please
don't say it. So anyway, the movie ends. The lights come on, and these girls come running from the top row down. Britney takes a picture with them, and I'm sitting there dumbfounded as the lights are on, and I watch her walk out of the theater of that side room, and I turn to my wife, and I'm like, "Where do I know that girl? Wait a minute, we just sat in front of. They knew her. Is she somebody? Where do I know?" And my wife goes, "It was Britney Spears." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Well, we had to play it cool, whatever." I'm like, "You mean to tell me Britney Spears offered me popcorn? I sat there. I consider myself a big... I didn't recognize her, and that's during her heyday."
So
her heyday. She's very tiny, mm-hmm, very tiny. And again, when she does the music videos or the concert, she's very done up, or now very undone up if you look at some of the naked stuff she's put up there. But if Britney Spears is walking through in regular clothes, hat, who knows, glasses on, as the glasses get knocked off, I promise you, she is not as noticeable as you think.
But Danielle knew she was right away?
Once they said Britney and the lights came on,
okay,
it clicked for her before it clicked for me. But she didn't know during the movie. Like,
gotcha.
She just didn't like hit me right away to tell me that's Britney Spears. Like,
okay.
At, you know, after the movie ended.
Which takes us back to now in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wembanyama and Spears. So you think it's possible?
I think it's possible. People on the security team and Victor Wembanyama did not know Britney Spears is, and I think that's kind of sad for her, but I also think it's understandable because she's not as noticeable as you think she is.
Right, and I think the assumption being that she's like dressed as Britney Spears' performer is a weird assumption to make. Like, if a lot of people in regular clothes are
not
recognizable.
She's 5'4".
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
She doesn't stand out.
Okay.
Doesn't stand out. So I'm giving Victor Wembanyama and his team a pass.
Yeah, me too. I think, as far as we know.
And also, here's the other thing. Britney Spears reached out for whatever reason, you know, thought who he was or whatever. You can't be doing that. And I think she thinks because she's Britney Spears, she's, you know.
That she still has the ability to, like, break the rules to a lesser extent.
I'm sorry, you don't. But above anything else, above all the story I just gave you, I still find the most stunning part of the story to be that Britney Spears knows who Victor Wembanyama is.
Yeah.
Does Britney Spears strike you as somebody with NBA League Pass?
Well,
does she strike you as somebody that follows Kristen Peek on Twitter?
I think him being 7'5 is the kind of the tiebreaker.
Do you think she just thought he's definitely an NBA player?
No, I think the draft just happened. He's featured at NBA Con. He's 7'5", so I think he kind of broke more into mainstream stuff, like news coverage, than a normal NBA draft pick who's
that
not like
much?
LeBron. I think so. I think it's 7 because he's so damn tall.
But think about the things we've seen, and we're in this, in the weeds. We saw the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Sort of thought there was a night two.
Right.
We saw him throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen him do like a Brian Windhorst bad interview in France. When the lottery happened. I mean, was Victor Wembanyama on the Today Show? Like, where could Britney Spears have seen him?
Yeah, I think because he's abnormally tall, he, like, was on, not physically on, but discussed on those shows that if she's not watching NBA Countdown, she might have seen him, a
Social
mention
media
of him
maybe?
On, yeah, or again, a mention of him on the Today Show. He might not have been there, or late night talk show hosts making jokes about him or whatever. I think he kind of crossed, he left just sports-specific outlets, so to speak, because he's 7'5", or 8'10", as
bottom line is this. If somebody's walking through somewhere with security, no matter who you are, is it ever okay to try to tap them?
No. Physical contact's not cool.
Only something bad can happen. I think you got to yell their name.
Right.
And hope they turn. It's got to be Victor. Victor. Hope he turns around and hope he notices that you're Britney Spears.
Yeah, right.
Right. I don't think you could tap him. I think Britney Spears is in the wrong here.
At least as far as we know the details right now. If she reached through a group of security guards and touched him,
then she comes across a little crazy.
Now, she
too.
Shouldn't get knocked in the face for that. So still we need to like gauge. And I'm shocked that there's not video already.
Which is true, right? I'm sure casino video will come out eventually.
Has to.
But then again, you have rich people involved here.
Maybe.
I mean, oh, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right?
Here.
Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, because I need to know now what before. My loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe.
Still believe.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Hit me, baby, one more time. 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, is Corey Dillon... By the way, I just looked up at Twitch. 14 different messages. Stop. Enough. We come back.
Interns quitting.
Is Corey Dillon...
I'm quitting.
Paid employees.
That was pretty good with no lyrics in front of me to have that song memorized like that.
I mean, super. It certainly is the longest you've gone with correct lyrics on a song and like intelligible ones.
And you screwed up the end.
So I'm not saying this to try to make joke or make funny.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Hit Me Baby One More Time is one of the 10 greatest songs of all time from a cultural standpoint.
I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, so good you said you missed a lyric at the end of the song.
What was the lyric I missed?
Hit me inside. Give me a song.
Turn on your mic, Anna. Turn on her mic. Turn on the mic. Anna, you have the right lyric. What did I get?
Yeah, give me a sign.
Give me a sign.
That.
But Anna, not bad. Not bad. Now, how old are you?
20.
Okay, so you were born after the song probably came out now, right?
Yes.
Jeez, does that make you feel old or not?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a big part of my like junior high school life. But you're aware of Hit Me Baby One More Time. Okay. I believe, see, this is what I'm talking about. It gets passed on from generation to generation. That was like the, it's not girl band, but like during the boy band, girl era. Like that is, I think that represents, outside of the No Strings Attached NSYNC album, Bye Bye Bye, I think that's the greatest song of that era. Therefore, I think it's one of the 10 greatest songs of all time when you talk about cultural influences. People still know it to this day. What is so funny about that? Anna agrees.
No, I don't think she agrees.
Do you agree, Anna?
What do I agree with?
10 greatest songs of all time. Is it one of the 10 greatest songs of all time?
Definitely, yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Didn't we go down this road? But yeah, the day you wore the T-shirt, you said this, and we looked up like 5 different countdowns of songs, and
singers.
It was never
we
near.
Did singers.
Guys.
No, that was...
Who cares what Siegfried and Roy write or Billboard write? I'm talking about cultural influences. It's not just lyrically. It's not just how it sounds. Culturally influenced music.
Did you say Siegfried and Roy? What they write about songs?
Who are the critics?
They write anything.
They're the comics. Who are the critics?
Not comics.
They're not comics either. They're lion tamers.
That's right. The lion ain't one.
Alive anymore.
Who are the critics?
You mean Siskel and Ebert?
Yes.
They watch movies.
All right. Point still stands. When we come back, speaking of Lions, are the Bengals wrong with Corey Dillon? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Now it is time to get stunned.
Woo! Was it your producer?
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
So earlier this week, of course, we had the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But 4th of July, not known for just the hot dog eating contest because in Florida... There was a key lime pie eating championship.
Yeah.
New York had its hot dog eating contest to celebrate Independence Day, but the Florida Keys had a sweeter alternative on Tuesday. The key lime pie eating championship in Key West, where key lime pie originated,
oh,
was won by Joshua Mogul, a 38-year-old Altoona, Iowa tire manufacturing manager.
Altoona, Iowa, huh?
Wow, makes the trek to the Keys to slurp up some pie?
Absolutely. Mogul plunged face-first into a 9-inch pie smothered with whipped cream during the challenge, whose rules forbid contestants to use their hands.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The gooey competition has become a subtropical substitute to Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Mogul consumed the confection in 3 minutes and 35 seconds, besting 24 rivals in the culmination of Key West's 5-day Key Lime Festival.
5 days.
Eat.
Wow.
Eat. Always have pie in my mouth, said Mogul when asked about the strategy he employed.
Right. Yes. Wait, how much pie did he have to eat 3 minutes?
It's just one pie, right?
He had 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Eat one pie with no hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a straight speed challenge. It's not quantity.
Yes. I prefer this.
It's difficult because I was at a minor league baseball game in Florida years ago and took part in a pulled pork eating contest.
Oh,
and you had to have your hands
behind
your back.
Where was Kaplan on that?
What's
that?
Have,
so you just had to go face first like a pig?
Face first. It was in Daytona.
Wow. See, I think I could do this. I don't love key lime pie.
Right.
It's a little tarty sweet for me, but if it's a speed, I would prefer eating one pie fast than like eat 20
pies.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was a eat a hot dog as fast as you can, I'm going to beat you guys. But you know what I mean? Eat how many hot dogs over that? I could do that. I did that when I did the pull my tail sweetheart, piggy doodle dandy. I had to go face first into a chocolate pudding pie with bacon.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And you weren't trying to be fast.
No, but yeah, it's good. I mean, I've been in and out of an Applebee's in 15 minutes.
Experts believe key lime pie was developed in the late 1800s in Key West. Its primary ingredients...
1800s?
Primary ingredients
Did
are...
They have ovens then?
Yeah, I guess. They used stones or something. I don't know. Condensed milk, egg yolks, and the juice of tiny yellow key limes, typically with a graham cracker crust and whipped cream or a merengue topping.
I think merengue.
I think the cream cracker crust is what's going to get you at the end there. You could get right through the whipped cream and the key lime merengue. Wow.
My question would be then,
what's merengue?
But let's say you're going on, you're taking care of this pie, right? And a piece falls out of your mouth and goes off the plate somewhere that you can't reach.
Well, that's...
Are you now automatically disqualified, or do they have like someone there that can put the pie back on your plate?
Well, if you dig in face first, I'm going to guess you're going to get some whipped cream on your eyebrows. You're not getting to that either. So I'm
but I mean like a significant piece of the pie.
Merengue, Pete.
Why? It's merengue. That's
no,
the stuff.
It's not merengue.
What? That's the key lime stuff.
No, it's called meringue. You don't.
Oh yeah, it's meringue.
No, it's meringue.
No, it's meringue. That's right.
Are you sweating?
I'm crying.
I'm having another tequila moment.
The ingredients are 4 limes, some sugar, egg yolks, and a guitar player.
What are you talking about?
Pete Vaughn's going to come out of nowhere and start dancing.
Meringue. It's the cream stuff.
Lemon meringue pie.
Yeah. No, there's a lemon meringue pie.
I totally own up to my mistake there.
This is from the tequila version.
But this is a key lime. It's not a lemon meringue pie.
But that's
I'm so ahead. Confused.
You know, no, that's never happened before.
I was wrong. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right, I thought this was a good stunt. Bogus is crying, apparently.
Lemon meringue pie. Are you guys nuts?
No, he didn't say lemon. He was about a key lime pie. You guys are going to have to explain this to me in the break.
It's the ingredients.
Yeah, the ingredients were?
Condensed milk, egg yolks, and the juice of tiny yellow key limes, typically with a graham cracker crust and whipped cream, or, and I said merengue topping, it should be meringue topping.
Yes. Merengue, is it a type of music or a type of band? It's a musical.
I think it's a dance. No, it's a dance.
Okay, but it's not pie topping.
Oh, merengue is a dance.
Yes.
If you saw the movie My Blue Heaven, it was really pronounced.
Dirty Dancing, they did the merengue.
That's right.
Okay. So meringue exists in both lemon and lime, like Sprite.
No, it has nothing to do with lemon and lime. It's the any pie can be topped with like that white, like whipped creamy substance, and then you were like to make it, you could like like blowtorch it and like has like the little peaks or little tips. That's meringue. It's a thing. It can go on top of anything. You can put it on top of
it's like burnt whipped
pork
cream
if you wanted to.
Okay. All right, we're gonna dance our way out of this one. Yes, because mm-hmm. it's too late for Jeff Van Gundy to come back as a coach. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Bogus still can't get over Schwartz with the merengue, and now I feel like an idiot that I got pushed down the Schwartz hole not even noticing.
It's okay. Again, thank God for Pete, because I heard it and thought it was hilarious, then was afraid that I made a mistake, but then I saw Pete laying on the floor, so I figured I was right.
You had actual tears.
It was hilarious. I mean, it's just hilarious. And then, again, I'm thinking then of Pete making a pie, and there's a guy in a flamboyant costume behind him dancing, like a mariachi band shows up.
Leroy.
That's the first kiss up. Pete was leaning back in his chair playing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like the air guitar. I missed this whole thing. I was trying to really engage with Schwartz on this.
You know, it's some lime, some sugar, some egg yolks, and merengue.
You know what's funny about that? The show's been off the rails. We've had fun. It's a summer July Friday. So be it. And I thought to myself, I got to be a little more serious here. There's a good stun to news by Schwartz. I got to give a good food take. And then I'm being serious in the midst of Schwartz flubbing something, and you guys lose it. We can't get this right. Leroy Fleming says, can you merengue while making merengue?
We're going to try. We're going to try.
Real quickly. We didn't touch on this because a lot of us were off when this happened. Jeff Van Gundy got let go by ESPN. He is now saying he's going to pursue other things like coaching. Let me just say, this sucks for Van Gundy because how many times did his name come up in coaching searches and he wasn't basically interested as an announcer, and now he basically gets canned from that, and it might be too little too late for Jeff Van Gundy as an announcer.
It's also weird of him being somebody's assistant.
Yeah.
Like, be a head coach in the G League or something and work your way back into the NBA that path.
Jeff Van Gundy shouldn't have to. Wow, we're going to miss Jeff Van Gundy calling NBA Finals, I'll tell you that much. All right, when we come back, is the Cowboys kicker quest pathetic or cool? The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
January 2nd, 2013, a new sports radio network launched. CBS Sports Radio. In the 10 years since, we've undermined the sterling reputation of CBS Sports on a daily basis. Here's another moment from the decade of DA.
All right, all year long, we're playing back decade of DA moments, looking back on 10 years on the DA show. And, you know, as much as me and DA have had good times, there have been plenty of times where he has been extremely angry. They're funny to laugh at now. They were not laughed at in the moment. In 2018, it was an interesting NCAA tournament. And Loyola of Chicago was making a march. Did they end up in the Final Four? I forgot how far they ended up going.
Yeah.
Okay, so they end up in the Final Four. And if you remember, Sister Jean, who is still with us, would be rolled out there on the wheelchair, and they would show her during every game. P.
People loved her. People adored her. How could you not? A woman of faith, a woman of basketball combined. People couldn't get enough of the Sister Jean storyline. I, though, was starting to have enough of the Sister Jean. Because to me, March Madness is about the great stories. It's about these kids, many of which will never play in the NFL.
Or the NBA.
And Sister Jean started to get rolled into press conferences and take up the majority of the media time that these kids and the head coach were not going to be part of. Nobody cared about the kids at Loyola Chicago anymore, and it was starting to bother me. Why are we only focused on her? It's not about her. It's about them. But more than anything else, what got my blood boiling. Late. Tight games. Sister Jean sitting there all game in the wheelchair. She would get wheeled out with about 3 or 4, sometimes 5 minutes left in a game that was not decided. She wouldn't stick around in her seat, her wheelchair-accessible seat, for the end of game. She'd go watch it at a TV screen somewhere. And I said, this is a fraud. You cannot be. I don't care that you're a woman of church. You cannot be rolled out of a game early. You have to stay till the end. You're not the Schwartzes if they're an 8-0 Oriole game going to McDonald's for milkshakes. And on top of it, you're not going to sit at the end and you want to take all the bows and have press conferences? Sister Jean, my take was I thought she was bad for March Madness. So I hosted a show in for John Kincaid on Sunday morning of Easter morning. And I had this tape. My update anchor that morning was Peter Schwartz, who agreed with my take.
Yeah.
That led DA to take the air the next morning on Monday morning. And as angry as DA has ever been at me and Schwartz, including some real pot shots at both of us, he took to the air to demolish us. As we look back at some of the moments that I've had over my 10 years on the DA show, here's your decade of DA from March of 2018.
Do you have any idea the commitment it takes to be a nun and then devote your life to teaching children, doing something good? The type of person that would trash Sister Jean, question any part of her fandom, is a loser.
When the dust settles, she became a villain last night by leaving that game early. Twitter took to it. I have never seen a 98-year-old woman become a villain in my life. A sweetheart, too. She probably bakes tremendous Toll House cookies. And here she was getting wheeled out of there, waving to the crowd, wheeled out. We got 3 minutes, Sister G. Can you sit in your seat a little longer? Come on.
I had enough of her.
So Schwartz had enough of her. Is Sister Jean a fraud for leaving early?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? You know, her age shouldn't change the fact that you're not allowed to leave early.
We have losers on this radio network. Losers.
I embrace not having morals, and I don't care.
Mraz hosted Easter morning in for John Kincaid, and that's his take. And Bozo of the Year, Peter Schwartz, is right there parroting that dopey take.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
Yeah, he's not a real fan. Yeah, I mean, she's such a fraud. Blah, 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 blah.
These two bozos can't push away from the buffet for 5 minutes. One guy's wearing a 5X t-shirt because he can't shop anywhere else, knocking over the snack machine at all hours of the night to get his 17th ho-ho.
Fat lord.
The other guy doesn't know that they don't speak Egyptian in Brazil, and they're going to challenge a woman who made it to 98 years old. 98 years old! And has devoted her life to being somebody of spirituality, of religion, and of education. Mraz and Schwartz are losers. Of the highest degree. Because did they take a moment to find out why she left early? Oh, it was to get wheeled in a wheelchair to the tunnel to embrace the players.
I mentioned that.
She's in a wheelchair. These two will make it to a wheelchair by the age of 50. At a gout. Diabetes.
Maybe tomorrow.
That's not nice.
But they're going to challenge the fandom. The fandom. The dedication. Loopy takes. And it doesn't surprise me, because all the junk food these two rats eat are just poisoning their brain.
What's cheese?
Hollow on the inside. Hollow in their skulls. And you know what? Good for Filippone, because Andrew Filippone comes on the airwaves yesterday on CBS Sports Radio and calls out these two buffoons.
And we've got hosts on this station that are just, you know, that have really taken a hardline stance and have said that they're sick of Sister Jean, that she got too much publicity and nobody wants to hear from her anymore.
Yeah, because we want to hear from Mraz and Schwartz. That's who we want to hear from.
Cheese.
Not a living treasure, 98 years old, who's devoted her life to other people. No, instead we want to hear from these two self-indulgent bozos.
What matters is our plan.
We need their takes. These two guys who are puffed up on junk food for their entire lives. C students. We want these two bozos to let us know who's real fans. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, you got a real fan, fraudulent. Boop, boop, boop.
It's a hard candy.
Let's break some more chairs, guys.
That's unfair. At least in my case.
You know what's unfair? Going after a 98-year-old woman of the church. Of the church.
I didn't go after her. I credited her for 15 minutes yesterday. You pulled a 30-second clip.
All I know is that if you question whether Sister Jean was getting too much attention, you should question why you felt that way. It's because you feel like you're not getting enough attention. It's because you feel like people should pay attention to you. It's because you feel like your entire life revolves around your perspective instead of other people helping others. And my guess is anybody that questions Sister Jean, A, did not devote their life to religion, did not devote their life to discipline, did not devote their life to education or helping others. My guess is everybody that questioned Sister Jean was self-indulgent, C-student, junk food-laden losers.
Rumpus.
Which is what we have, apparently, on this radio station, which is good to know. Easter morning. Let's have these two bozos take up 4 hours of programming. Because that's what we all need to wake up to go to church and have these two losers challenging Sister Jean on Easter.
Nom, 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 nom.
Incredible. Thought he'd seen it all. Incredible.
Well, there you have it. One of the most awkward, uncomfortable rants of all time that I had to sit there for as DA was, as the pork store was growing and I was growing my on-air career doing that morning show. DA was definitely ticked off that day. Now, calm down. As if DA turns his blind eye to a potato chip. You want to talk about junk food. Now.
I know you talk about awkward. I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, it might have skewed a little negative at times, but he was 100% right.
Yeah. I mean, the ironic part about calling out chair breaking, and I play it back today.
Yeah.
So, Schwartz, the reason I picked that clip for Decade of DA today, A, DA's not in, which is great, so he can't defend himself more. B, me and you are in, and now, you know, 5 years later, we can defend ourselves. I still think we were right.
100%.
Yes!
I'll double down on it.
Yes!
I'll double down. You can't be leaving a game that's undecided with 3 minutes to go.
100%.
I understand that she's in a wheelchair. 100%. But you know what? They could put the security guards around her when the game is over.
Absolutely.
Let the crowd clear out, and then they could haul her ass out of there.
No doubt about it. And look, being a woman of faith, woman of the church, dedicating your life to helping others, that's great. Nobody said she's a jerk face. We were talking about her
you
sports.
You called her a fraud.
But this is not, I've had this take about the San Diego fans.
None.
But
no.
You can't be part of the story
right.
And say, this is great that these kids are doing this in the tournament and then get wheeled out
absolutely.
Before the game is decided.
Just to hug them in a tunnel? What are you going to hug them? Did you win or lose? I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
But Lottie, when was this? What was the year of this?
2018.
18. Okay. It's 5 years later.
Yeah. She's still around. Which is good.
God bless.
Hold on. Pause for a second.
By the way, I'm sure she's never had a ruffle. Please.
It's 5 years later,
yeah.
And you still are missing one of the key things that DA called you on. This is why arguing with you is so impossible, because you said it, DA corrected you, you said, oh, okay, and now you're having the same thing again. She didn't leave the game. They moved her to the tunnel to be the one that
she couldn't
came
see
off the
from
game.
The tunnel!
You can't see what's going
she couldn't
from the
see from the tunnel!
She didn't go home because she was tired.
This
she
was the point space. That night, because DA, just like with the Field of Dreams game, didn't know the game happened. You could tell DA didn't watch that game live.
That's a big accusation.
Because this is the truth. I remember this night vividly. Because we opened with the NCAA tournament. Where she got moved to in the tunnel was behind the student section. And you could see, for her to watch, by the way, she ain't standing up and nibble at 98 at that point. She is blocked by standing masses and she has to stare up at the Jumbotron like that when she had a perfectly good spot, wheelchair accessible. And like Schwartz said, we've just been doing Britney Spears and Victor Wembanyama this morning. I mean, Victor Wembanyama has the security around him. Why couldn't she have
Victor
the security? Wembanyama.
Okay.
Why couldn't she have the security surround her? Look, people don't like hearing when fandom gets called into question. She obviously is a big part of Loyal Chicago.
Right. And the point
her becoming the mascot and becoming the story where she's getting interviewed. I'm sorry, you're not playing the game. You can hug all the players and everything after in the locker room. You have to sit there in a spot where if you really care about what's going on the court and watch the game.
And you know
she
what?
She cares about the players. She wanted to be there to see them when they left the court win or lose. So she went to the spot that she always goes to when the game is over.
I'm sorry, you got to watch the game. You got to watch the actual game.
You gotta watch the game.
Such a kumbaya moment between her and the players. She could have stayed in her seat, and the players could have come over to her for that kumbaya moment.
Oh, Peter, come on.
Exactly.
You've been to how many games? You know how hard it is to move around the court or the field when
the
game is over.
Not everybody can go on the court after the game.
So you want them to now to figure out where she is, go give her a pound, and then go back all the way to the tunnel.
And to further prove that me and Schwartz were right that day. Number one.
Still not right.
Not our fault that the game took place the night before Easter Sunday. What? I'm supposed to come on the radio the next morning and go, I can't have this take because it's Easter?
No,
that's number one.
You shouldn't have the take that you did on any day, I think is really the
lesson. But let me tell you something. Well, if she was a 45-year-old man in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Not 98 frail woman of the church.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would that take be acceptable?
So if, let's say a 45-year-old male priest who for what a different medical reason was in a wheelchair.
Maybe not. It broke his leg. Had a broken leg.
And his thing was to be, as the players were leaving the court, to be there for them, he would still move.
He's got to watch the game. You guys are giving her a pass because she was a 98-year-old woman of the church.
Again, two people trying to tell us how to be fans also.
Because there's a way to be a fan and there's a way not to be a fan.
But she's also not a fan.
She's just an
so that's the part of the team.
There you go. Thank you. That was my point.
So
she's not a fan.
Seat.
She's not Chuck
stay
from Chicago watching them.
She doesn't actually care. She cares about the people and the players, and that's fine. She doesn't actually care about wins or losses because she'd sit and watch. Okay, so we agree on that. Then don't be interviewing her and her having to take the spotlight away from the kids.
They didn't take the spotlight from the kids.
Don't you dare. You're forgetting she sat there at those press conferences.
How many times they showed her on TV every year?
Yeah.
Where's the coach of Loyola Chicago right now?
I forgot where he went.
Yeah, not there because he got a promotion because he didn't get lost in the shuffle of Sister Jean.
Well, clearly we don't remember where he is now.
He's at Alabama.
We would have remembered his name.
No, I'm sorry. He's at Oklahoma, Porter Moser.
See? Thank you.
No, me confusing
and
Oklahoma
way,
and Alabama is not the same thing as you not knowing where he is.
We've seen Sister Jean at NCAA tournament games since, and it's great that she's still going to these games. Guess what? She's been up in boxes now. She ain't getting wheeled down. She's watching the end of games. You know why? She realized that month. I screwed this one
Sean
up.
Sean was right.
Okay.
And Peter was right.
Yeah. So if two people know how to sit in seats at games, it's you two.
But the idea that junk food.
When it's actually a game,
P.S. When'd you leave the Yankee game last night, fan?
After the sixth inning.
Okay, thanks.
It was 13-0.
Yep, thanks.
It was 13-0.
Good chat.
To be fair, I would not have been getting on Sister Jean if it was 100-60 with 3 minutes left.
Oh, yes, you would have.
No,
I would not.
You got to stay to the end. You've been here this far. You're taking your bows, doing press conferences. You stay till the end. You stay to the end.
What we learned 105 years later, D.A. looks more wrong today than he ever did. 855-212.
Is it July 21st yet?
And by the way, for the record, I was not a C student. I was a B minus.
Thank you. Yeah, I was a C student.
And he was never a C student.
I was a C student.
C would have been good.
A C after class.
What what does junk food have to do with it?
See you in summer school.
See you next year.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
All right, Target demo in just a moment. But first, a throwback fail to what is wheat?
Sugars will kill you, and the wheat's going to kill you. And you get jammed up on wheat.
I eat regular pasta. I don't eat the wheat pasta.
Well, I just mean any wheat, regular pasta or wheat pasta.
To eat
wheat.
You got to beat
wheat. At my birthday party, you crush five pieces of pizza.
I thought that was regular crust, not the wheat crust.
Well, what kind of crust do you think it's made out of?
Pizza dough.
Well, that's wheat.
Then why would they have wheat?
Well, that's whole wheat.
The homonym?
The homonym.
Homonym?
When it's called wheat, it's whole wheat. But if it's not anything, it's still wheat.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
So you thought this entire time when you eat regular white bread, you didn't think that was wheat?
I did the Oreo.
No, because they have a wheat bread.
Well, what did you think it was made out of?
Again, yeast.
Some, I think there's sugars in there because that's what the carbs are with Atkins. So it's carbs and it's yeast.
They faked us all out.
What? And that rolls together with the dough with the water.
Well, the yeast and the dough and the whole thing, that's wheat. So.
Again, okay, so that's
it's
fine.
Not whole wheat.
Like, and honestly, I'm not trying to argue with you. That's fine if you're teaching me that. I just don't understand why we would have separate wheat bread then.
I love wheat as well. I cannot have.
Wheat is, bread is wheat.
Wheat is whole wheat.
So what about the rye bread? Is that wheat too?
Yes, it's bread is wheat. Yes.
So why have a separate category for wheat?
It's whole wheat. When you see wheat, it's actually whole.
So what, we're getting half a wheat in the other one?
Look at the way it's processed.
Three quarters wheat?
New York bagel.
Now you can think about this when there is five slices of pizza available.
Have four. When... I had four at your birthday. I didn't have five.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So when there's four available, have three. At my birthday, I'm glad that you ate and enjoyed it. That made me happy.
It was artisanal pizza.
No, I know.
Two slices equal one on the scale.
Fat guy.
Making me out to be some kind of pig. They were smaller slices.
I'm saying when you order Papa John's on a football Sunday, instead of having four, have three.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
More hurtful lines from D.A. as we look back on the decade of D.A. Are we ready, Pete? Set. Go! Target demo.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
All right. Curtis tweets in, listening from Southwest Kansas on the Odyssey app. Is the bacon suit for sale? Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Hey, ladies. Any man's gonna get buck wild. Gonna go back and hit him up style. And again, around the last time, last time,
the official bagpiper of the DA show, Foxy, is watching on YouTube, as he should, in West Babylon, telling anyone who will listen why Sister Jean is a hero and idol in Jesuit higher education.
Oh, God.
Dan from Mechanicsburg, 96.5 Harrisburg, going to miss the Abbott and Costello-like banter between you and at Andrew Bogus, but would love if DA came back and this was all just another prank on Mraz. Hashtag wishful thinking. Hashtag Alan from Legal. Hashtag going to miss the landfill.
Boblio crust? Why didn't I think of that? Could you imagine if we convinced Tiki, the entirety of WFAN, agents and lawyers, people in the media that you were just, that you were going to the fan and you're actually not.
Now you have me a little worried.
Oh my God. Lukewarm Shuro. Happy Friday. Listening in Boise on the ticket. 95.3. Great shows this week. As a Giants fan, I'm looking for the Eli Manning jersey with buffalo wing sauce stains from the Giants Super Bowl run. Hashtag go big blue. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby, and I don't want to miss a thing.
And by the way, everybody's asking what they want because Kaplan's gif is me on a like a garage sale selling all my Mraz memorabilia on the way out. It's a very fun. Go to at CBS Sports Radio, at Sean Morris, at Andrew Bogus. Steven Saverna Park. Good morning, Sean and Andrew. I'm in Northern Virginia and listening via CBS Sports app. I would like the audio clip from overnights when the dude on the roof called in. It was my first time tweeting into DA because I was laughing so hard. Have a great vacation, Sean.
Toronto is now one win away from their first second round appearance since 2004.
Patrick James listening on the CBS website in Detroit-ish. I don't know what's in the yard sale. How about Britney Spears versus Victor Wembanyama security? Frankly, I think some of these bodyguard types are itching to smack someone in the face.
Chimney.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Pat tweets and listening in Boise on Twitch at work. Sean, thanks for the laughs and tear it up on WFAN. You will be missed. Hashtag brain cramp. How about that? Or brain camp. I think I always thought
exactly.
It was brain cramp. Okay.
Classic Ritz cracker.
I got to find some new ones. I'm out of my list.
You're out?
I'm out.
All right.
I deserve to get cummed after.
Mariana in Richmond, Virginia. Yeah. Twitch gang. I don't even know what I want from you not to leave in general. What size socks do you wear?
And does that go by shoes? Because I'm a size 11.
Socks have a broad size range. You don't buy size 10 yeah. socks. It's usually like 9 to 12.
Yeah, I think I just buy men's and hope they fit.
Right.
Sparks Gang tweets in, what's up, fellas? Watching on YouTube from the 330. Pass me that fantasy football trophy so I could use it in my league. Promise I won't take sexy pictures with it. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Hashtag that's what's in.
Mm.
And by the way, Sparks Gang, flag football trophy. Calm down.
Everywhere Evans, listening on SiriusXM in the hot Florida swamp. New lady friend of my life, and she does roller derby. Gonna check out my first bout on Saturday.
Wow, and home Kevin says, I'm listening on XM 158 for the next 2 weeks, then I'm going with Merez.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Best of luck.
All right. Hope you like the Knicks. All right, thank you to our executive producer and intern today, Anna. Thank you to our other executive producer and Wheels of Steel guy, Pete the Body. Thank you to Peter Schwartz on updates. Thank you to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch, D.A. Bogey. It's been a fun ride without D.A. and me and you, man.
I love you.
Be good and be good to one another. I'm on vacation, baby. The mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.